Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Marco says, let me answer the question. The reason that we can't sell our electricity back in Johannesburg is because the Johannesburg is ANC and Cape Town is DA. There, I answered your question. Well, you might have, but let's get a little bit more information about that. And that's, of course, the subject. And I saw this article yesterday about the impact that this is going to have on Cape Town. And I just kept wondering why it is that we haven't seemed to made a move in that direction in Johannesburg, where we see an incredible proliferation of solar power being produced and being installed in homes, in shopping centers across Gauteng. Professor Winkler Hartmut, he's a professor at the University of Johannesburg, Department of Physics, Astrophysics, Solar Energy and Energy Supply. Professor, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
So it's obviously, you know, from everything I'm reading, if I have solar at my house, I'm going to probably be producing during the course of the day a lot more energy than I could use. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could share that with my neighbors?
Yes, and that's what happens in a lot of other places in the world, and it's already started to happen in Cape Town.
Right.
But they're now increasing the scale of the rollout of that. There are some technical questions to it. I know that in Cape Town they want to introduce a whole lot of different types of meters to be able to do that. But in principle, yes, that's what happens around the world. The main drawback is that because when people are pumping solar energy into the system, it effectively happens during
the
sunshine hours during the daytime, which also happens to be a time when the demand is normally not quite as high as it would be in South Africa. The consumption pattern is such that we get a morning peak as people are getting ready to go to work and especially using hot water. Then it goes down slightly. And then it goes up to its highest levels around about 6 o'clock in the evening, when people come back and use their heaters more and so on. Although the pattern would be very different when you look at an office block. I think you might be in an office block, and certainly I don't think there's too much activity there at night. So for your consumption pattern, it would be absolutely perfect. But what the entities such as City Power have to watch out for is a situation where you don't get too much electricity pumped at a time when you actually don't need it.
Right.
Because just pumping it, they can't just tell Eskom, for the next 2 hours, actually, we don't want any of your electricity.
Right, right.
Again, in theory, I think that's where we're going to in future.
Even if it was just during the day, small businesses, people who can't afford alternative supply, if businesses across the country could function during the day and we only suffered load shedding, for example, at night, well, it's certainly a lot better than we are at the moment.
Oh yes, it would be a lot better. And I'm pretty sure that's where we're heading towards. You mentioned earlier why is Cape Town ahead of things. Maybe because they have, I'm being cynical now, maybe because they have city council that don't spend their whole time debating motions of no confidence.
That there is an element of truth in that. If you keep changing the pilots, well, then it's much, much more difficult to get anything done. How difficult is it? Technically, from a technological perspective, to be able to buy, to feed power back into the grid?
Yes, well, I know that the city of Johannesburg has already initiated such plans. If you talk to the relevant people at City Power, they will mention to you that such plans already exist. And it's really a case of putting this into practice. For example, Cape Town wants to now build a solar plant just outside Somerset West. As far as I know, Johannesburg has exactly the same plans. In fact, the province of Gauteng has already very explicitly stated that they intend building a very large solar farm out in Carltonville. And that, so that aspect is fine. Cape Town has got also the advantage that they have this Steenbrus pump storage scheme. So whenever they have excess electricity, they can use it to pump water up to the top dam near the top of Solaris Pass. And when they need it, they just let the water run down and get the electricity back. Now, we don't have something like that in Johannesburg, but I know somebody that just a member of the public once told me, well, why don't we use our mine shafts for that purpose? In theory, I'm sure it can be done, and maybe you've got some engineers listening to your show now who might like to consider this very idea, exactly how much it would cost. But in theory, it's very possible to simply at times when you have extra electricity, you pump a whole lot of water from a reservoir deep beneath the city to the surface, and then when you need it, it's just simply to let the water run down again and regain that electricity. But I think the main issue is indeed the whole question about how do you actually organize your billing system in such a way that you can monitor this whole question of people returning the electricity to the system. Because also, in a sense, we're lucky in Johannesburg because we have this entity, City Power, managing things. So they just buy their electricity from Eskom and with certain and they have a certain amount of freedom to redistribute this electricity in whatever ways they need. Like Eskom will tell them, for example, this is a stage of load shedding, do it, but how exactly they do it, which zone they cut and when, that's ultimately up to City Power.
Yeah, and what's interesting as well is a lot of the companies that are doing this rental system on people's roofs, the contract there says that you utilize whatever power you utilize, but excess power still belongs to the company. In other words, when that starts being pushed back to the grid, it's the company itself and not the owner of the property that owns that electricity or that value. So that's going to add an additional complication, I guess, to the billing, and that really does become important. But surely these things are solvable, and surely considering the number of houses and the number of centers that have additional electricity, surely this should be a priority.
Yeah. Oh yes, very much so. It's definitely solvable. The kind of electricity systems they have running in countries that are ahead of the curve are far more sophisticated than this. In fact, the electricity price, you know, changes on a daily basis in effect, and people buy electricity
at certain
times
certain
hours.
Of course, because it's a commodity.
Got to that point yet.
No, absolutely.
But, yes, but that's exactly where I'm sure we are heading to, and it just means that people really need to put their knuckle down now and work out the technicalities and get these things worked out. It can be done, and certainly within what's also becoming more prevalent is what we refer to as microgrids, where we're not only dealing with single households, but we're dealing with whole communities which operate under one particular entity. And in Johannesburg, that can be arranged quite easily in some of the housing estates or some
sure,
of the
absolutely.
Other areas where... Yes, and it's already been done. I know Midstream Estate in Centurion is going in that way in a big way. They are installing solar all over the show, and they're just going to be running their estate
completely
electricity as an entity.
Just before I let you go, one of our listeners asking what's happening about the dropping of the diesel levy. Do you know anything about that?
I'm afraid I don't. Yeah.
All right. Marco, we'll see if we can get information on that for you. That is where we leave it. Professor Winkler Hartmut, professor at the University of Johannesburg's Department of Physics, Astrophysics, Solar Energy and Energy Supply, talking to us about regulation, red tape, and how the Johannesburg Metro and municipality could start buying power from the private sector.